Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you are a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, Overcast.fm, Google Play, and of course my Blog Talk Radio community. And unfortunately, I'm having some technical difficulty, so I won't be joining you in the chat room this evening, but I hope you are having a great start to your week. And today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get an audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/get organized. Well, tonight I'm going to be sharing a few strategies on how to get organized in your office and your business before the new year, and of course, some strategies that will take you into the new year as well. And I will be sharing with you 5 tips that will just help you better manage your time professionally as well. And of course, I have my product slash gift idea for this week. My app suggestions and my repurpose suggestions, and also for all of you who follow me via Facebook, I would like for you to post on there what area you want your life to be more simple, whether it's in your professional life, whether it's your personal life, whether it's your time. But I would really like to know, because maybe in the next show, which is the last show of the year, I can provide you with some solutions just for you. So I am excited about tonight's show because there's been just a few little changes. I had to change my kind of location because, life happens, and I actually happen to have a leak. So it's nothing serious right now, so I had to change my location. But also in all of that, it's interesting how when I move things around, it just kind of gives me a different perspective of things. I remember when I had a leak in my kitchen and I moved stuff around, I got rid of stuff. And I feel that because this leak is in my office, I need to do some moving around. I need to get rid of some stuff, but I also need to touch some things. But for those of you who are joining me for the first time, I have been helping people organize their homes, their offices, and lives since 1994. I've got Clive Brown, Deanna Williams, a radio and TV personality, and I've also conducted workshops for IKEA and the Philadelphia Home Show. And tonight I'm going to be sharing with you strategies on how to organize yourself in your office and professionally and your business before the new year. And I, some need for this, and really I'll be really talking, even though I had a script already written out, but then I started pulling out some other notes, so I'm going to be going back and forth, but I'm really going to be talking from my heart today, this evening. But first of all, just with some statistics. The average worker added over 163 hours or an extra month to the working year. For those of you that haven't heard that statistics before, the U.S. executive loses 6 hours, 6 weeks per year searching for misplaced information from messy desks and files. And Americans waste more than 9 million hours each week looking for misplaced information from messy desks and files. So tonight, I was going to share with you just a few strategies on how to be more organized. But I started thinking, and because we are going into the new year, I decided to kind of change that a little bit, and I'm going to give you some things that you can do this year because you still got a couple of weeks left. But I am going to really share with you some strategies that you can really kick off because you are in business to kick off your year organized. I've been working with small businesses and executives for over 20 years, so when I walk into a space, a lot of times it's more than just the disorganization. It is really not having a system or a process in place to manage paperwork, to manage information, sometimes to even just manage tasks and clients, et cetera. So hopefully, I believe some of these things will help you do that. And I'm going to first of all just go through some strategies that I feel that can take you into the new year. And the first strategy is, of course, as a professional, as a business owner, as an executive, of course, you need to set your goals, whether your yearly, your monthly, your weekly, because you set those yearly goals of what you want to accomplish, and then you break them down to monthly benchmarks and then your weekly task you need to do in order to achieve those goals. And you want to keep that list visible. You want to write a plan necessary to make them happen. And you want to make sure you give it a specific time and a specific date. So that's number one. Always make sure you do that. And I know a lot of you are probably out there already doing that. The next thing you want to do is you always want to have a system for your paperwork information. Now, whether you have a physical system or a cloud-based system, have a system in place. Because once something enters your office, you want to have a process on how that's going to be managed. Now, sometimes stuff comes in and you need to trash it because it's junk, but other times you need to actually process it, take it through a process. You may have to review the application. You may have to enter information into your database, or it may be something that you just have to archive. But make sure you have some processes in place, because maybe you got a new client, you have to get all the client information, you got a contract, then you've got to execute the contract, but then you've got to execute invoices. How do you manage all of that? So whether you have a physical or whether you have a cloud-based, but decide on which one and begin to set up a system for that. And, of course, you want to have a system for receipts and, you know, bills you have to pay, et cetera. So if you don't have a lot of space, always think of a cloud-based system or scanning information and keeping it on a drive. But if you have that office space, then, of course, you may want to keep a physical copy as well. So that's the second thing. The next thing you want to do is in planning the space that you're going to work in. Now, I have a home office, so I take just a portion of my living room space, and I have a desk and some files. So I don't want to take too much room, but I want to make sure I have enough room to work effectively. Some people actually have a space where they have an office in their home, and then some people have an office outside of the home. But make sure you create an office space that meets your needs. You know, make sure you have room for your information, and everything is accessible, your files. And also, make sure that you have enough space to work, because I know sometimes, depending on the type of project, you need a little bit more surface space. So if you can have an L-shaped workspace or a space that will allow you to work, that's great. If not, sometimes you have to filter over into the dining room area. But whatever it is, just make sure you create a space that will help you be efficient and get projects done. Now, number four is your technology and your software. You want to make sure that you have the technology and the software and the apps. We've got laptops, we've got desktops, we've got tablets, we've got, you know, Androids, we've got iPhones. So make sure that you stay on top of whatever technology you need in order to communicate with clients, in order to process information, send payments out, keep track of your billing. Those are things that you really have to look at. And I would suggest that you listen to this podcast again. But these are some things that will help you really be a more organized, a more on track business professional in the coming year. So you want to really begin to look at all of those systems. And sometimes it's changing systems. It's looking at things that you used to use, upgrading certain things. Now, a lot of times I do meetings via Skype, via Zoom. So those are some things, and making sure that your technology, I mean, yes, we all like to hold on to the old cell phones and the old laptops and the old tablets, but sometimes we have to do upgrades, and even with our printers, et cetera. So think about that. Use technology to organize everything from your finances, and some of you need the type of technology that will really manage your videos and manage your photos as well. Number four. Number five is, don't let projects overwhelm you. You know, break them into manageable tasks. You know, how long it will take to complete. Sometimes you already know if it's a project you've already worked on. But if it's a new project, think about doubling the time. If you think it's only going to take an hour, maybe make it a couple of hours. So at least you'll allow yourself enough time to finish the project, not feel rushed, not feel like you're taking time away from something else. And also, just make sure that you schedule time in your schedule for the project. Don't just put it on your to-do list. Put it in your schedule from 9 to 10:30, you're going to work on a project, or 9 to 12, however long you're going to work on that project, so you can designate time, your energy, and your focus on what you have to do. Number five, got 10 of them. Number six is managing your time wisely. We already talked about goals, but just always planning, plan, and always put your plan in writing. You know, learn to minimize those interruptions by screening calls, maybe not always responding to emails and texts immediately, just finishing your thought, finishing the process of whatever you're working on, and then responding if, you know, it's something you can respond to at a later time. I know emergencies come up, but sometimes it's best to just finish doing that task and then, you know, grouping your calls together, grouping those email responses together. So that is something that will help you better manage your time. Also, you know, scheduling time when you're going to actually check social media, so you're not checking it throughout the day. Then the next thing is, because a lot of you travel, so consider a travel checklist. So whether you travel for a vacation, to a conference, to a speaking engagement, to a training, you already have your checklist, and you go down that checklist every time, so you make sure that you have every single thing you need. Because when I do trainings, there's certain things specifically I need to bring with me. Now, if I'm just doing a speaking engagement, that's something else. Or if I'm just traveling business to see and work with a client, there's certain things. So sometimes just having those little checklists already laid out so that you don't have to constantly think, and you can just go through the checklist and pick out everything that you need, especially when you have to do conferences and trainings and speaking engagements and client meetings and presentations, and the list can go on and on and on. But just making sure that you have, and it also helps your team, so that when you bring a team on, or when you bring on mentees and and you're mentoring somebody or you're bringing on interns, you can give them, and they can just go through and gather everything for you, and then you can just kind of do a follow-up and checklist. So that is something as well. Number eight is learn to let go. And that is sometimes we hold on to stuff. We hold on to business cards that do not have our correct information. We hold on to promotional material that we have long, have no longer used because maybe our photo has updated, contact information is updated. But not only letting go of that, but also sometimes we have worked with clients, we have worked on projects, it didn't work out. We still have that paperwork in our space and our filing cabinets on our desk. And sometimes it is time to just let it go. All that negative stuff, all that bad vibes, whatever you want to call it, but it's time to let it go. And then number nine, you want to create a checklist, a purging schedule. Because if you do that, then you won't hold on to the paperwork. It's too old. Especially if you have not, the project didn't work out over 2 years ago, then you know that within that time frame, you can get rid of the paperwork because you didn't even work on the project, so there's no reason for you to keep it. Now, I would suggest that you contact your tax professional, your accountant, just to find out what information that you really need to keep and for how long. But for those other projects that maybe you wrote a proposal to, but it just didn't work out, or maybe you started working on the project, but it just didn't work out, because those things happen. So it's time to clean out and clear out that clutter, that bad energy, all those projects that just were not successful for whatever reason, it's time to let them go. And the last thing is schedule time regularly to stay organized and maintain your system. So once you do go through and set up a system in your office, how you file your paperwork, whether it's physical or cloud or on a drive. Make sure that you regularly, and I would say probably seasonally or either quarterly, just go through and just maintain. Make sure you go through and you delete old voicemails, delete emails, shred documents that need to be shredded. Archive documents or scan documents that you want to keep for a long period of time. So that is how you really organize yourself professionally and in your office. And I'm just going to go over them again really quick. Number one is, of course, you set your yearly, monthly, and your weekly goals. Have a system for your paperwork and files. Number two, create a home office space and an office space that meets your needs. Use technology and software to organize everything from finances to photos. Don't let projects overwhelm you. Break them down into manageable tasks. Manage your time wisely by learning to minimize interruptions and, of course, learning how to say no. Create a travel checklist is number seven. Number eight, learn to let go. Number nine, create a yearly purging schedule, at either a yearly purging schedule or quarterly purging schedule for the paperwork. And schedule time regularly to organize and maintain the system that you created. And then just some quick tips. In regards to, because a lot of us are overwhelmed by the email, make sure you schedule specific emails. Take time to learn the features on the email provider to help you manage your inbox and also create folders. And don't be afraid to use the delete button. Again, do not be afraid to use the delete button. And when you are creating files, whether on the drive, whether on a cloud, whether on your computer. Create them as if you were creating folders in your filing cabinet. For example, you would have the XYZ project would be a folder, and then underneath that, maybe you've got financials, maybe you've got minutes to meetings, maybe you have project drawings, but that is how, so then when you go to the XYZ file, you can find everything you need about that file. Also, try to minimize putting pieces of scraps of paper, whether you write on scraps of paper or on your wall, try to minimize that by using, there's lots of software where that'll allow you to do post-its on your software, but also, you know, maybe develop a system using a whiteboard or using a bulletin board and just every week or at least every month going through and getting rid of some of those scraps of paper. And, of course, if you work in an environment that is paper-based, use something to track all of that paper, whether you file the information in a filing cart, a filing cabinet, a desktop organizer. But those are some ways that you can really manage that paperwork as well. And then just to close, some questions to ask yourself. Is something a duplicate? Is it an email a duplicate? You got an email, you got the voicemail, you got the hard drive, the iCloud. Is it dated? Are you holding on to an email from, I would say, 2015? Ask yourself, do you need this or simply want this? Maybe it's something that somebody sent that's really nice and it's funny, but do you need it or do you want it? And how often will you refer to the document? And that can help you decide how close it needs to be to you, especially if you have physical files. If you refer to it daily and weekly, it needs to be close to you. If it's something you refer to monthly, seasonally, yearly, it can be filed away in a cabinet that's not as close to you. And will it add something new? If it adds something new, then yes, you want to keep it, but you want to get rid of what it may be. It may be a revision of something. So whatever the older document is or the older edition is, you want to let it go. And also, in regards to the publications, do you have time? You know, you may have decided, okay, I don't have time for the physical copy, so now I get all these emails. But do I have time to read those as well? And really begin to look at what can manage in regards to your time. So I hope you found that information helpful in regards to just getting yourself organized at the office and professionally. And I am going to take a quick break, come back with our audiobook selection, and then I'm going to be sharing some of my tips in Taylor's Tip Time.
Hello, this is Lynn Edwards from Virtual Excellence, and you are listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
And yes, if you're looking for somebody to do your website, your social media management, Lynn Edwards of Virtual Excellence is the one to go to. And our sponsor, Audible, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/getorganized, and you can choose from over 180 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. That's audibletrial.com/getorganized. And my audiobook selection for this week is Routine Eyes. Routine Eyes. How to Organize Routine, Routinize the work that elevates success in your business, family, and personal life. I want to read that again. How to organize, how the organized routine routinize the work that elevates your success in your business, your family, and your personal life. That was a mouthful. And basically, this book is this book was written with hope to make your day-to-day life even better. And the author's vision for you to elevate success and happiness in your daily life and your life's endeavor. His mission is to awaken, educate, and inspire you that routine in the work of success and a source of happiness is your journey towards achieving your big dreams or making your way through your daily life. His strategy is to introduce you to the organized routine as a method for making routines routinely work as you plan by getting them out of your head and making them easier to stick with. So that is that book, Routines. I like routines. Some people think they're boring, but routines help you stay focused and get things done. So routinized, how to organize, routinize the work to elevate success in your business, family, and personal life. And if that was just a mouthful for you, all of you follow me via social media. I will be posting this on my Free Fridays. I'm bringing Free Fridays back, so Free Friday, so you'll be able to check it out yourself. So I hope you do. So I am excited because my Facebook group, we on week 11. We did 12 weeks to an organized new year. So we are on week 11, and we got one more week to go. And I popped on early Sunday morning before I went out and did a live video. And to my surprise, there were members on Facebook, so we were chatting back and forth because they had questions, and that's how it works in the Facebook group, is if I'm on and you come on, and all of a sudden, it could be just the two of us, but I will give you strategies on how to really organize an area of your life, and that's actually why I got on, was because we were focused on one area, but one member said, you know, I'm also trying to work on my paper piles, and I just, you know, I'm just trying to figure it all out, and that's why I got on, because a lot of times it's a lot easier for me to get on live and just say, here, these are some of the things that can help you organize that specific area. So that's one of the benefits, and of course, getting the constant support from the members is another benefit. But if you're fed with clutter in 2017 and you don't want to take it into 2018, then join my Facebook group. It's called the Get My Life Totally Organized group. It was created to help you become organized in your home, your office, and your life so you can do what you've been called to do. And for an investment of $7 a month, you have, of course, to me, you have access to all kinds of, I provide resources, I provide information, and of course, you get the support of the group, and the nice thing about it is you can start for your first 30 days for just $1, and after that, you want to continue, excuse me, it's only $7 a month, $7 have access to a professional organizer with over 20 years' experience. So all you have to do is go to my website at www.janetmtaylor.com and just click on the link that's the Facebook Get My Life Totally Organized group. So now it's time for Taylor Tip Time. And I'm just going to give you some 5 quick, easy tips to help you better manage your time professionally. Number one, and I know you've heard it over and over and over again, but I'm going to give it to you again, is always prepare the night before. So whether you're going to a board meeting, whether you're going to a conference, or whether you're doing a training, prepare the night before. Number two, confirm all appointments. I don't, no matter who the appointment is with, text the person, email the person, call the person, because if you go an hour, 2 hours out of your way, and they're behind an hour or two, it's always good just to kind of confirm, because things happen at the last minute, even though we all like to be on schedule, but sometimes things do come up. So confirm appointments the night before. Number three, establish weekly routines. As the book, audiobook selection for this week, establish routine with your calls, with your social media, with your routine, with your meetings. Get consistent. Consistency helps you move from one level to the next. So if you, you know, may do all your calls in the afternoon, or you do all your sales calls on Tuesday, you work on your social media specific times a day, you make sure your meetings have an agenda, and they are start on time and end on time. Routines. And number four, write daily and weekly tasks. So each week, write all of your tasks that you need to complete for the next week, and then schedule them accordingly in the day. And number five, clear your desk at the end of the day. Because when you walk into your workspace and your work area, you want to focus on what you have to do and not from yesterday's cleanup, which sometimes can take you an hour or two, which you've already taken time away from the task and the things you need to do for the current day. Pair the night before, confirm appointments, establish weekly routines, write a daily and weekly task list, and clear your desk at the end of the day. So, a lot of people are interested in my services, but they feel, because they may be in another state, in another country, that they really can't use me, and it's not true, because I do virtual online sessions. If you email me photos, or if you send me video of your space, I can look at your space and I can give you strategies. That's one way we have virtual sessions. And sometimes people just need a virtual session because they may be overwhelmed with a project or overwhelmed with everything they're doing in life, and they really need somebody just to kind of strategize with them on how they can get stuff done. And that's what happens in our strategy sessions. Strategy sessions are not always about physical organizing. A lot of times strategy sessions are about mental organizing and how to just organize our thoughts, how to organize our time. So if you are interested in learning more, be sure to go to my website at janetmtaylor.com for more information. Well, I want to thank you for your tweets, your emails, your posts on my social media. Thank you so much for following me. You know, thank you for, you know, following me on Blog Talk Radio. I will be resuming my Periscopes in the new year. And, of course, always be sure to check out my Pinterest boards. I have a Pinterest board specifically for office organization. I have a Pinterest board for time management. So check those out as well. Well, today is Monday, and you know what tomorrow is? It's Toss It Tuesday. So it's time for us to do a digital purge, year-end purge, and delete emails and delete photos and delete all the stuff that's taken up space in our laptops, our tablets, and our phones. So that's what I'd like for you to do tomorrow on Toss It Tuesday. So make sure you participate, and if you do, please let me know by hashtag Toss It Tuesday. Well, now moving on to my app suggestion, my product gift suggestion, because it's the gift giving season, and, of course, my repurpose suggestion. My app suggestion is Evernote. You know how I feel about it. So that's my app suggestion for you professional, because you can put your to-dos and your tasks and your all the things that you need to do, and it helps you stay on track, and you can have it on your phone, you can have it on your tablet, you can have it on your laptop. My product suggestion is, of course, some drawer organizers would be nice. For those of you who may know somebody or who may want to throw some hints, drawer organizers for your drawers, desk organizers for your desk, letter trays just to help you manage the things in your office, whether it's at home or downtown. So those are my product suggestions. And my repurpose suggestion is taking some mason jars and, you know, transforming them into a work of art so you can keep your pens, your pencils, your scissors, etc. So my app suggestion, my product suggestion, and, of course, my repurpose suggestion, you can go directly to my Pinterest board and you can go to my board that has apps that will help you stay organized, products that will help you stay organized, and, of course, my repurpose office section as well. My quote for this week, do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do. Do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do. Because I know a lot of people out there are, you know, they may be working part-time because they want to start a business or they're doing something until they get their degree. So do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do. And we've all been there, done that. So that is my quote for this week. Excited because next week, Beth Macy will be returning as my guest, and we will be having a conversation about living the simple life in 2018. So be sure to join us. And then, of course, the next Monday will be Christmas, and then the Monday after that will be New Year's. So I will be returning on January the 8th, which happens to be Clean Your Desk Day. So right now I am securing my guest. So hopefully next week I'll be able to share with you who that guest will be. And then, of course, after that we'll be talking about, yes, you can have a balanced life. You can have a balanced life. And we'll be talking with Dr. Angela Chester. She will be returning. And then organizing your special room, whether it's a reading room, whether it's a relaxing room, whether it's the, I forget the girl. It's not the man cave, but then it's the women have a thing, and I cannot think of it right now. It's slipping my mind. But whether you're, so make sure you do that. And then of course, you want to have then of course in dealing with Blue Monday. And Blue Monday unfortunately comes because a lot of people are overwhelmed with all the to-dos that they have to do in the new year. So you want to really learn how to manage the depression and all of those things. So that's what we'll be talking about on Blue Monday. And then, of course, you know I'm working on things for the February as well. But, again, Clean Your Desk Day. We'll talk about balanced living, organizing that special room, and, of course, that mental clutter as well will be some of the topics we'll be talking about in 2018. But, of course, next week we'll be living the simple life in 2018, a conversation with Beth Macy. So I just truly thank you all for listening. And, of course, do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do. And I just want to encourage all of you out there to continue to every day, every week, work on whatever area it is you want to organize. Because when you spend an hour each week, that's 52 hours at the end of the year, and think of all the things that you will be able to do, not only for your family, but for the community and for the world when you get organized. So I truly thank you. I truly appreciate you for listening. And if you have enjoyed this show, please share it with your family, your friends, and on Facebook. And, of course, and on all your other social media outlets, please visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. And until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day. But most of all, I want you to have organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.